USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby told the Washington Post that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have tried multiple times to reach out to their respective Russian counterparts, and Russian leaders have declined to engage in any of those phone calls. Earlier in the month, Russia and the U.S. set up a direct communication channel to avoid any accidental conflict or misunderstanding between Russian forces and U.S. military assets near Ukraine. The Kremlin said President Joe Biden has put relations between the two countries on the verge of rupture when he called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. NATO reports that over 40,000 Russian troops are estimated to have been injured, captured, or killed. North Korea continued test firing its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile, raising the ante in a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the U.S. and other rivals to accept it as a nuclear power and remove all sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
U.S. Senate candidates Dr. Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker were told to resign from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, or their positions would be terminated. Dr. Oz said it's sad that he would politicize such an important issue. The doctor he should ask to resign is Dr. Fauci for a multitude of reasons. The White House reported that Oz and Walker were in violation of the Biden administration's policy of federal candidates serving on presidential boards. New York City's mayor announced that he's exempting athletes and performers from the city's vaccine mandate for private workers, a move that will allow Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play home games and unvaccinated baseball players to take the field for the Yankees and the Mets when their season begins. The city's sweeping vaccine mandate for workers will still apply to people with other types of jobs, including government employees. Irving, a vaccine holdout, had been amongst the most high-profile people impacted. He was able to rejoin the team in January, but only when they played out-of-town games. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on, that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
There are more media blockages throughout Russia.
Google News is reportedly being blocked in Russia. The Interfax news agency reports Russia is accusing it of publishing what it calls fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A deadly tornado tore through homes and knocked out power in the New Orleans area last night, killing one person and injuring multiple others. The Twister was one of more than 60 tornadoes reported in five southeastern states over the last 48 hours. The most damage was in St. Bernard's Parish in the eastern part of New Orleans, including the Ninth Ward, where one person was killed. House Democrats have brought forth the competitiveness bill. The bill itself is a $250 billion legislative package aimed at investing in domestic research and manufacturing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has one major problem with the bill.
If you can believe it, this bill contains a $10 billion check for Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origins, his space company. Jeff Bezos is worth about $180 billion. If he wants to go to the moon, Mars, that's his business. He can afford to pay for it. Taxpayers of this country do not need to subsidize Jeff Bezos' space travel.
Sanders, speaking on his Instagram, also said there's one other part of the bill he'd like to see removed, $53 billion for microchip companies like Intel with no strings attached. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.